They don't want to just know facts and figures. They want to know about what happened. One of the ways to do that is picture theory. I love picture theory because what it basically says is select the right words to create what it is you're trying to say. You can say, you know, my favorite way to do that is to do this. If you say somebody had six beers before they drove the car, just say they had six beers. You can say six, a lot. Or you can say you had some beer, you had some more beer, you had some more beer after that, you had some more beer after that, then after that you had some more beer, and then finally, after all that beer, you had some more beer after that. That sounds like a whole lot more than six, and that's the point. Then you got in a 3,000-pound car and just drove on down the road. The words you choose to illustrate what you're trying to say can change the people's picture of what it is they're looking at. You want to get them as close as you possibly can in a digital world to exactly what happened. So it wasn't just six beers. Six beers sounds like a unit. Six beers sounds like what you did in college. Six beers sounds like something that nobody doesn't have to worry about because it's just six beers. But some beer and some more beer and some more beer and some more beer and some more beer after that, and then after all that beer, you had some more after that. That's a lot of beer to be getting in a car. So pick your words carefully and look at what you need to do to tell the story. Theories and themes, I'm just going to dwell on this for a hot second, simply because in theories and themes, one of the things that you want to be able to do is convey them well. You need a theory, and you need your story. It won't start with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It won't sound like Grimm's fairy tales. It won't say once upon a time. Your story is going to say, this is a case about.